Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar of home, favorite winter. Things flow in my mind. See the kids in the street without enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? Hey, Dow, good evening. Welcome, everybody, to another edition, an installment of To Liberate. You know what? I decided to do that little rendition by Michael Jackson as opposed to opening it up with the usual soundtrack, because that's a very powerful and profound song. The lyrics are so profound that I decided that that would be a perfect introduction to you know, what we're going to talk about this evening, which is look up under the rug. I chose that for the topic this evening. And look up under the rug is a real, real powerful statement, because as it pertains to America and her secrets, it's important that you understand how kids do. When you ask them to sweep the floor, and everybody knows that when you have a rug under the floor, a lot of children, especially when they want to hurry up and go outside and play, or just want to take the shortcut out, they sweep the stuff under the rug, thinking that, you know, we're not going to be smart enough, wise enough to look up under the rug, especially when we see a bulk up under it. Now, it's funny that we could do that with our children, but unfortunately, as adults, we find it very, very difficult to look up under the rug. And today, this afternoon, early evening, my job for the next 30 minutes is to encourage you, to motivate you, and persuade you to look up under the rug. You know, hopefully I'm going to have a brother join me in the next few minutes, and that way we can have dialogue and a difference of opinion to make it valid. Hopefully some of you who have stumbled across this program will feel free to call in. We didn't do a lot of advertising for it, but in the near future there will be a little bit more advertising for the programming. And that will give you a chance to line up and join us as we embark on this endeavor to liberate all people, but specifically black people, because that's the clan I belong to, and I think that's the clan that is the most uneducated and the most uninformed. So, again, my purpose is to liberate, and is to look up under the rug. So, as I began to think about that topic, so much came to my mind. So much came to my mind regarding the dirty little secrets that are up under the dress of America. The rug that America uses, that she lays down on the earth's surface. Has that rug been inspected? Have we ever really decided that we were going to be daring enough and bold enough, like we do our children when we ask them to sleep, to look under the rug? Because usually when we do, we find out things that we certainly didn't anticipate. With that being said, I look at the attitude towards people that are so excited. I mean, they are so happy. And don't get me wrong. If you perceive Bin Laden to be a boogeyman and you've been persuaded not to look under the rug, well, you know what? Matter of fact, this is my guest, so we're going to see if we can get him to join us right about now. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Are you there, caller? This is my guest. Oh,
yes, sorry. I am. Yes, I am. Hey. This is Brother Ike calling in. Okay.
Hey, Brother Ike, how you doing? You know,
I'm
glad
so far.
I was hoping that. Can you hear me pretty well?
I can hear you pretty well, but, you know, let me advise you that I only have one line on my cell phone, so it might go dead any minute because I don't have a charger with me, but I can talk as long as I can right now.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do, brother. We just don't, you know, I was just telling the audience, you know, we just went on live maybe about 10 minutes ago or so, and I was just making a statement how I was talking to a friend of mine this evening, and...
Tell them already on the phone, just like they answer. Cut call. Go ahead.
I was saying how we. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I was saying that the statement that the conversation that we were having earlier was circled around how America sweeps things under the rug, and if you were to look at America as a foundation that lays on the equator of the universe, then up under her rug has to be a lot of stuff that, you know, that we, as the people of her, would have to have the courage enough to look at and to see. Just like the children, you know, kids that sweep the rug, sweep the floor, they always sweep something up under the rug. And it's funny, as parents, we look up under the rug to see if they did that. So how come nobody willing, in your opinion, to look up under the rug when it comes to America? What do you think about that, man? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it because I think once they look up under the rug,
mm-hmm.
what they find up under the rug would impel them to adjust something within their own character, within their own self. And a lot of them are not willing to go through that. They would rather be satisfied with what's on the surface.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they would rather, in other words, they would rather live on the surface than look up on the rug. They would rather go by what's on the surface. They don't want to look up on the rug. Either they're afraid to look up on the rug, or they're afraid, or they don't want to look up on the rug because of what they might find.
You know what? And that's probably, you know, that leads me to, you know, this whole thing with Osama bin Laden, man. You know, and how nobody is willing to look under the rug, you know, because everybody rejoicing that, oh, Osama bin Laden is dead, and Barack, you know, did the right thing. I mean, nobody's looking under the rug how, what if whatever happened to Saddam Hussein? How did he get involved? Why did he go to trial? Yet and still, bin Laden didn't go to trial. What's up under that rug? I mean,
that just lets you know how hypocritical the United States really is in terms of their policy, and you must also keep in mind that, you know, the media is the world's or the masses' access to what's going on in the world. So the media paints whatever type of picture they choose to paint for the American public.
Okay.
And what's under the rug, they're in their own way, they don't want you to look up under the rug either, because they're afraid that if you look up under the rug, you might see something that, you know, make you say, well, you know, something don't quite add up. One and one doesn't add up to two right now. Because, like I put together this, and I think I had discussed this before with someone, is that if Osama bin Laden was accused of, or they said that he was the one that was responsible for the 9/11
right, tragedy, right, uh-huh.
then why did they readily go to war in Iraq or Iran with Saddam Hussein? And another question I have to ask is that if all the people that they said that was on the plane that were responsible for driving the plane into the building were Saudis, then why didn't you take it up with the Saudi government? Why would you go to Iran or Iraq and come up with excuses to go over there because you said this man had weapons of mass destruction, but that wasn't really the prerequisite to go there because you was looking for someone who did the towers. You weren't looking for someone with mass destruction.
Sound like
you were looking for who was responsible for taking down the towers.
Absolutely.
So if you said Osama bin Laden did it, then why didn't you go after Osama bin Laden? Why would you go after Saddam Hussein?
Okay, now this is stuff
right
there.
And that's a question that puzzles me right to this day.
Because if we look, is this one of them situations, brother, then we should look under the rug? Is this one of these particular nuances that the rug has to be lifted? I mean, because what you just said makes so perfectly good sense. Why in the world would we go and kill Saddam Hussein? And furthermore, he had a trial. Okay? But then
that's questionable. Why would you bring Saddam Hussein to trial? But at the same time, I mean, you say Osama bin Laden was the person that came and brought down the towers. So why would you just if this is true, which I doubt, but anyway, if this is true and the American public believe this, why didn't you bring Osama bin Laden to trial?
I don't know.
Why would you bring and kill him? And just, I mean, there's really no evidence that you killed him, actually. No more than what the military people say, but there's no concrete proof to the public that you killed him.
That's true. That's absolutely true. You know, and just like in the same vein, right, while you on that subject right there, look up under the rug with this whole thing with Muammar Gaddafi.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I for the life of me, why aren't people looking under the rug? I mean, you know, America's got this thing that we call, I guess, manifest destiny, which is a nice way of saying, if I want your shit, I take it, you know,
exactly.
No matter what the hell, or what they call it, eminent domain, and, you know, all types of fancy words to say, you know, I have this nature to just take your shit, you know, and break you down. And so there has to be up under the rug something to be said for a mindset like that. I mean,
of course.
And there's few of us that contend that the European, because he was the last being created on the earth, that he's void of a soul to some degree. I mean, I know that sounds pretty far-fetched, man, to some people, but underneath the rug, how can you be so diabolical? You know,
in the first place, I wouldn't use the word they were the last created. They are actually mutations.
Okay.
You know, and mutations are a little bit more scientifically different than being created. They are mutations. So they're not really natural orders upon the planet. They're not natural creatures upon the planet. As other things are, like the birds and the bees and so forth and so on, they're not natural. So by them not being natural creations upon the planet and being mutations, it within their very being as who they are, it's paramount that they do what they do. Actually, it's imperative that they do what they do, because if they don't do what they're doing, then they would cease to be upon the planet. You see, it's more like a survival thing that they must do. It's something they must do.
You know,
I read this
book, and I'm sure you it's like ISIS papers, and I'm sure you know you're familiar with that, and you read that. And that is exactly. I think we got a caller. I don't know if we missed a caller. Caller, are you there? Line 3. Caller, are you there? Or are you just listening?
Hello?
Okay, just listening, that's fine. Okay, no, we have a caller that's just listening. They don't want to make a comment right now, but that's fine. We welcome you. Again, if you want to call in, the number for you to call in is 310-982-4136. Again, that number is 310-982-4136. And I'm sitting up here talking with my brother Ike. You know, a lot of times Ike and I go back and forth about a lot of things, current events, you know, that are happening. And he always encourages me to look under the rug. And I think that, you know, that's why we use that topic today for the program, because, you know, there is so much going on underneath things that I think that we would do ourselves a lot of justice as a group, as a group of, specifically, black people.
I agree.
Mean, people in general, but black people specifically, because that's the clan I belong to. And we seem to be the most uninformed and the quick to get so emotional.
Misinformed, absolutely. Uninformed and misinformed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Miseducated.
Exactly. You know, because when you talk about this whole thing with Muammar Gaddafi, I mean, the more I look at these gas prices, and the more I look at how small this particular area of Africa, damn that Middle East stuff, is, and how America is bullying her way for the resources. This is the underneath, under the rug that don't nobody want to talk about. I don't see black people even having a kinship. Even we get emotional about stuff that don't, you know, I mean, I ain't gonna say don't matter, but on a worldly scale, we don't have no connection, it seems, to look, or the even audacity to look under the rug to even see what America's doing over in Africa.
Exactly.
Why is that, brother? Why is that?
Well, simply because, once again, I say that people don't want to look up under the rug because either they don't want to look up under the rug, or some people don't even see the rug, even though it's there.
Oh, my God.
And then there are those who know the rug is there, and they say, well, you know, I'm afraid to look up under the rug, because if I look up under this rug, I might see something that might compel me to make an adjustment within my everyday living and my everyday way of being, and I might not want to do that. I might be satisfied with the way things are going at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a nice Cadillac and, you know, got a pretty decent home at the moment. It might go into foreclosure in the next year or two, but right now, I'm making $15, $20 an hour, and I'm pretty comfortable. You know, so if I look up under that rug and see something that compels me to say, well, hold on a minute. You know, a lot of things that I was believing in or things that I thought was correct, I'm finding out that they are not so. In other words, things are not as they seem to be. And that would cause a person to begin to look within themselves and make a correction or an adjustment. And a lot of us, bad to say, are not willing to make that adjustment. So we would rather continue to live where we at and be content with that position.
But what about the ones of us, Ike, that know what's under the rug? I mean, you have a lot of politicians out there who, I'm going to give some of them the benefit of the doubt that maybe when they first took on the position, they really thought, they didn't really know how it really works, and they really thought that they could make a difference in their community, you know, and then once they got there, they found out that, you know, they might have had a sincere heart when they went there, but once they got there, they realized how stuff really worked, and so they say, oh, shit don't go like this. I can't do this to my constituents unless I make a deal over here, you know, or I can't do this unless I do that over there. And then again, if I'm not represented, ain't nothing going to go anyway. So really all it is a bunch of lobbying and deal-making to the highest bidder. So why don't our people, even the ones that we elect, put into these offices that know what's under the rug. Why don't you think that they have a commitment to even express
that? Well, it comes down again to those people, as my man once said, the Jewish guy who's a rabbi, said the dollar bill, y'all, them type of people. and you understand, it's you know, it's all about the dollar bill, y'all. So if I'm in a position, even though I know that there's something, the stuff that's under the rug is something that the people need to know, because of the dollar bill, y'all, I'm willing to sell my soul for a mess of pottage to keep my position, so I can keep on making the dollar bill, y'all. You feel me?
Dollar bill, y'all. And that went.
And it goes back to money. You know, it goes back to money. You know, people. It's a lot of people. I feel right now that in positions to let the people know what's actually going on, but because of the dollar bill, they choose to sell their souls for a mess of pottage.
Mm.
And it's very heartening to think of those people in that light. But we must be real about the situation. There are those of us that really crave and really feel like without the dollar bill, that don't nothing else matter. You know, your struggle, your people struggling, your overpopulation of black men in the prison, none of that is of concern to them, because as long as I got my dollar bill, y'all, and I can live in a comfortable situation with what I got, then, hey, I'm okay. And it's up to the next person to do the same. I got mine. If I got mine, you get yours. You know, it's that mindset.
So it's safe to really say, really, that they sold you out. Because they know what's under the rug, am I right? I mean, they know what's under the rug.
Yeah, well, of course. You know, once you get to a certain position, especially in the political arena, I mean, you have to know that there's something under the rug. And in a lot of cases, they know exactly what's under the rug, because a lot of them are responsible for what's up under the rug. Okay? So they know what's up under the rug, but they don't want no one to look up under there, because then they would be exposed. Also.
Again, you are listening to Liberate, and I'm talking with my guest, Brother Ike, and we are talking about America. Look up under the rug. Give us a call, 310-982-4136. I appreciate everybody that's on the line listening. If you want to make a comment, you can just hit that zero on your phone, and, of course, the number will light up. I see three lines, and none of the lines are lit up. And I appreciate you being out there again. The number is 982-4136. That number is 310-982-4136. Again, I'm with my brother, and we kind of just chatted about what we've observed, you know, in terms of how America is responding to, when I say America, meaning the people within and the people that are the puppeteers that are controlling it all. We're talking about how both of them are entities within themselves. The ignorance allows people to keep things under the rug, and the power brokers are keeping things under the rug because it's imperative that they do. And the gist of it is, why don't we have the courage enough to pull up the skirt and pull up the rug and see what's under it? That's the gist of the conversation.
Yeah.
If you want to join, again, feel free to do that. We're glad that you are here.
But Sister K, I don't want to take up, I know there's some other people on the line that want to put in their comment, and that's, I don't want to take up all the space, but look, I want to leave you with this, sister.
That's right.
The slave mind, the ones out there that we call Negroes or niggas, you know, you must always remember that there are those that are so-called Negroes, and you can always tell a Negro, because a Negro is one who has been programmed to be an accomplice and it's on this extermination. Okay?
Say that again, brother. Say that again.
I said, you have black people, you have niggas, and you have Negroes. And you can always tell a nigger or a Negro. Because
okay.
a Negro is one who has been programmed.
Programmed.
So he's been programmed to participate in his own extermination.
Oh, my God. With that being
There's
said,
a lot
brother,
of them out there, you know.
Oh.
So with that, I leave you, sister. I appreciate your giving me an opportunity to voice my opinion, but I also want the other people that's on the line to voice theirs. With that, I leave you, sister, and hotel.
My hotel.
I will see you when I see you, sister. Thank
All righty,
you.
My brother. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. That was my brother. Bye-bye. That was our brother, Ike, and he definitely shed some light for the few minutes that he was here with us, and I really appreciate him, and I really encourage y'all. You know, we just touched on the surface of a few things. But the gist of it is to encourage you to stop listening to what you see, what you hear and see face value from your 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock news. Understand that news has been filtered and deciphered, represented to you in a way that you will not be encouraged to look under the rug. And in that way, you will not be a free nor an independent thinker. But as I leave you, I want to encourage you. This is my prayer for you, is that you begin to look up under the rug. Because I guarantee you, once you make a commitment to look up under the rug, the things that you think you see, top of the rug, is really horrible when you look underneath. It is so disgusting and vile and inhumane when you look underneath the rug that if it don't compel you to move and do something, then there's some place you might as well just lay down and die. You and me, put on your best suit and lay down. Because there's some dirty stuff going on underneath. And there's some stuff under that rug. I have a friend that used to always tell me, something in the milk ain't clean. And I know exactly what that means. Milk is so pretty and white, ain't it? And when you see something in there, like a piece of fly or a speck, or, you know, your milk ain't clean. And that is exactly what you ought to start doing when it comes to your government. You need to start questioning things. You need to start thinking about things. You need to develop the courage, the motivation, the determination, and the courage to look underneath the skirt, the dress of America. You have to be willing. Look up under the rug. And I say that with all due respect and with family one love. I'm your host, the Liberator. I'm so happy and proud of you all that joined us tonight, that sat there and listened, or by phone, and just, you know, happen to stroll through. Thank you for listening to the program. May you bang on that beast daily and understand that unless if there's injustice somewhere, then really it's injustice everywhere, and we should be concerned. Again, as my brother Mike said, I'm gonna make a change. For once in my life, gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. as I turn up the collar phone, dream is blowing my mind. There's kids in the street, running up to me. Who am I to be blind? 10 and 9.